The Register. A man told me this story. You don't have to go to college to be a painter. Mr. Shapiro gave me a brush and said, "Watch what I do, and you do the same." He mixed some paint, and I followed him. He painted, and I imitated him. That's how I learned to be a painter. One day, we went to a local store to buy some paint for a job we were doing. Mr. Shapiro said, "If you had a little money set aside, you might want to talk to this man. He's getting old, and he wants to stop working. He wants to sell this paint store." I said, "I don't have any money, but I wouldn't mind working here." "Where do you work now?" I was asked. "I work for myself. I'm a painter with Mr. Shapiro." The man gave me the job. I was a general helper. I learned how to mix colors. I climbed the ladders to reach the high shelves. I did the lifting and the lugging and so on. One day my boss said, "I'm getting too old for this work. How about buying me out?" "How can I?" I said. "I have no money." The man said, "I'll give it to you without money. You pay me $5 a week out of the earnings until you've paid me off." And so I bought the paint store. The man taught me about buying, pricing, and selling. He taught me how to use the register. Then he sat me down. "Listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you. You get the money, you throw it in that register, but leave a few coins on the top of the till. If anybody comes in asking for help, you give him a coin from that register. Never give copper. Always, always give silver. A nickel, a dime, no pennies." After that, anybody who came into the store asking for money was given a coin. If they wanted to buy a cup of coffee, I gave them a dime. If they wanted the money for a charitable institution, I gave them a quarter. And miracle of miracles, the more I gave, the more I made. I was a successful businessman. One time a salesman came into the store to demonstrate a wonderful new cash register. Very modern. My wife liked it, but I said, "No, don't buy us another register. This one has brought us luck, and I'm happy with it." "But look, this one doesn't tell you how much money you take in each day." "I don't need that. My wife is the one who handles the money. This register sent our two boys to college. I have one who's a lawyer and the other is a doctor. I give presents to my grandchildren and charity to anyone who asks. Could I want anything better?" "Do you know what a good cow is?" I asked the salesman. "A good cow gives milk. From the milk you make butter, you make cream, you make cheese. This register is my cow. I don't want to sell it, trade it, or give it away." A while later, my son-in-law wanted to come into the business. I was getting older, and I could use some help. Now I could go to shul in the morning. And when I came into work, my wife was at the register, and my son-in-law was taking care of customers. Everything was lovely. One day, he came to me with a suggestion. "Let's get a new register." "Don't you dare change that register! It's my cow!" I yelled. Time went on. My wife died. And the only thing I did when I went into business was take care of the register. One morning I came in after shul, and what did I see? A brand new register sitting at my place. It had all kinds of buttons and lots of colors. It looked like an adding machine and was one quarter the size of my brass beauty. "What is this?" I asked. "You'll love it," said my son-in-law. "It'll do everything for you. It'll record every sale, every exchange, say what department an item came from, will total all the transactions for a day. It's wonderful." "It may be wonderful for you, but not for me. I asked you not to change the register. This new one is too complicated for me. I think it's time for me to retire." Before I left the store, however, I had one of the workmen carry the register to my car and put it in the trunk. I was not going to let it go for scrap. I don't go into the store anymore. I go to shul, I pray, and I study. When I meet any of the painters, they say to me, "Joe, why don't we ever see you at the store?" I don't have to explain myself to them. But I tell you, it's just not the same. That register kept me alive. It wasn't just a register, you understand. It was my cow. It gave me milk, cream, and butter. My son-in-law took things over, and it's all gone downhill. Soon he'll have to close the store, and I won't last long either. And the register? It stays with me in the back of my car. I've polished it so it shines like gold, and wherever I go, it goes. It was like a brother to me. Thousands of dollars were given to charity from that register. It made a doctor and a lawyer. My son-in-law will go bankrupt because of it. Sure enough, the son-in-law had to close the paint store, and he did go bankrupt. Joe died about 3 years later. Where's the register? It probably was sold with his old car. Or maybe it was buried with him.